From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Hannah Baba, and this is the Cross Currents Morning Report. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Noe Valley.
Napa, California.
I live in the Castro Fillmore District.
Vernal Heights.
Oakland, California.
Every Sunday, knights, wizards, and druids battle for glory in the Berkeley Hills. KALW Audio Academy fellow Lilia Vega caught a glimpse of this secret fantasy world, and she brings us this story.
Cordonesis Park is a few blocks north of the UC Berkeley campus. To get there, you have to surmount this steep hill. The farther up you go, the wilder the terrain becomes. The trees become lusher, the sidewalk buckles from the pressure of giant roots, and on some early mornings, this whole North Berkeley area is swirled in fog. And if it's a Sunday, you might hear something like this. Right by the side of Cordonesis Creek, in a clearing just off the main path, is an assemblage of heroes. Warriors and wizards, barbarians and bards locked in battle, swords and staffs in hand. But if you look closer, you'll see the weapons in their hands are made out of foam, not steel.
We're all here to just hit each other with sticks and act like idiots.
That's Jacob Lee, the organizer for today's event. These are LARPers, or live-action role-players. No one's trying to kill anyone. They're here to play a medieval-themed combat game called Amped Guard.
All the parts of the core that are able to hit someone need to be padded with a certain amount of padding because we're in reality a full-contact sport. Right? We're not pulling punches. If you watch someone swing, we're actually trying to hit the guy.
In this world, Cordonesis Park is the mythical land of Wyvern Spur. Amped Guard is like a game of Dungeons and Dragons come to life. Instead of a board, players fight on real terrain.
If you think of it as like a video game, then you'll imagine those as game objectives, right? Things like spawn points and capture points, things like that.
Where do we reach spawn?
A lot of Amped Guard is in the imagination. But even though the swords aren't bare steel, they're real. Luel Senores knows this firsthand.
I once knocked someone's tooth out. But they said it was loose already. I was mortified. And they're like, don't worry, we all signed the contract, we knew it happened, and it was loose already anyway. So I'm like, oh, okay. Headshots aren't allowed in the game, but accidents happen. And you hear a scream and you stop.
You okay there?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Oh, actually, I thought I
elbowed. Lighting five.
Lighting six. It's hard to look pretty and dodge blows at the same time. So most people are dressed pretty practically. But Luel is an exception. He's got on a pair of steampunk goggles, chainmail, and a sash with medallions that jingle with his every step.
What are these? Belly dancer belts? I believe that you get from the Renaissance fairs, so I purchased one of those because it matched the color scheme.
For some, LARPing really is about the sport or the physical exercise. For others, it's a social club where they get to meet new friends. And for some people, it's all about escaping into a fun character.
Well, I'm Fisit Fagitoli of the family Fagitoli, and I'm a bard.
That's Frieden Kresh. His character is an impish bard called Fidget.
My character at one point had pirate hunters, pirates, and the entire kingdom trying to kill him. It was a whole bunch of mistakes that led up to it. But basically, I might have accidentally tried to assassinate the king.
It seems like he gets into a lot of trouble.
Fidget is not intelligent. So he just kind of does things impulsively and starts fights, which in the LARP community actually is a lot of fun.
Ah, come on!
Shove him! Shove him!
Someone, power shove me, power shove me, power shove me!
There are lots of Amped Guard communities around the Bay Area. Fidget's from Ashen Spire, which is another park in Fremont. Both Ashen Spire and Wyvern Spur are part of the Greater Kingdom of Westmarch, a.k.a. California. It's pretty common for players to travel from kingdom to kingdom. James Mesquita is visiting from San Antonio, and he's been LARPing for 30 years now.
You can travel
when you get to that extent, almost anywhere in the country and say, hey, I need a place to crash. You know, can I come crash with you? I want to go out and fight the next day. And so really like the family that you build, like doing this kind of stuff to me has turned out to be one of the more kind of important things about it.
So Wyvern Spur is just one small barony in a larger world of duchies, principalities, and kingdoms. But almost everyone here agrees that there's something special about this Berkeley spot. Sure, there are anachronistic elements like park benches, a barbecue grill, some safety cones, but it's pretty easy to lose yourself to the forest around you.
When I first started AmpGuard, I remember the reason I came back, the reason why I remembered it so vividly as such a different experience, is because there's something about when I got onto that field where there were literally 30 people in the field, where we were literally fighting in a forest that I had to hike through. And I remember that experience of running through the forest. And I didn't even remember anything else except running through the forest, playing this random game, and loving it to death. And I remember us fighting literally until the sun went down. And the reason we stopped was because the sun went down and we actually couldn't see anything anymore. And we're like, okay, there's no lights here. We gotta go.
In the Kingdom of Westmarch, I'm Lilia Vega for Cross Currents.
Lilia is a fellow in KLW's Audio Academy training program. We'll be accepting applications for the next class later this month. Find out all that information at kalw.org. For KLW News, I'm Hannah Baba.